Okay, we dedicate our learning this morning, all of our learning to Refuah Shlema for all of Chole Yisrael, in particular Harav Gavriel Pinchas, Ben Dvorah Zlata. They should all have a complete and speedy and painless Refuah Shlema. We're in the middle of the parak of Chilui and Shaorim B'Tfilah. There's a few extra copies if anybody wants. We've been developing this notion of davening. Rav Pinchas has taught us that the formula, the template that's provided by our incredible Chazal and our Avos is an amazing resource to tap into. This has been the notion he's been developing throughout, that we have sometimes a form of tefillah where we use our own words. Sometimes we don't even use words. It's just our emotion, our sentiment is communicating. The Ribono Shel Olam is bochein levavos. He knows what's in our heart. But chiloi means that we tap into the brilliant script. We tap into the brilliant words. And we gain an access by knowing the secret language, by knowing the special template that's provided for us by Chazal. It's an eternal and immortal template. It's timeless. It's relevant and it's elevating in every generation and in every place. So it gets us access backstage. It gets us access in places that if we relied on our own capacity to articulate or to be able to creatively come up with our own tefillah, we would fall short. But by having the script, by knowing what to say, right? We've given the example in Chiloi in the past that sometimes you need a favor. If you speak to somebody who knows that person from whom you need the favor, they'll tell you, this is what you need to say. That if you put it this way, if you say this, you're much more likely or predisposed to be responded to be answered. So with the Ribono Shel Olam, it's not that we could find favor. It's not that Ribono Shel Olam is bribed. Ribono Shel Olam wants to see our sincerity. But if you know what he's more predisposed to listen to, then we'll be much more successful and effective. So says Rav Pinchas, we're on page Kuf Chav Beis 122, Os Hey. Says Rav Pinchas, the Gam Bepashtus on Aroma Sakefo Aniflash Amad Beyat Tfilah Shacharis. If you see the development, you know, Shacharis, we wake up, we're still trying to rub our eyes and open them in the morning, that it's easy to get lost. It's easy to simply try to say the words, and one neglects the amazing theme that's building from the beginning of Birchos HaShachar all the way through Shacharis. Maschil bebrachos, you start with the blessings. Levarech lahodos l'Hashem l'hosif shefa ubracha b'chol nyanei ha'olam. Why do we begin with Birchos HaShachar? We start our day with an attitude of gratitude. We wake up with the words Modeani on our lips. We begin by acknowledging the many things that we should be unbelievably grateful for. And through that gratitude and through that acknowledgement, we in fact nourish the world. We bring a greater flow, a stream of blessing to the world. Seder brachos, makif olam umlo'o. Shebetchila mevarech adam al etzem metziuso. The very first brachos we make are about our existence, are about our identity. The 15 brachos of Birchas HaShachar, al zeh she'eino goy ve'eved. We're excited about our status. We're excited about our life mission. We're excited that we have purpose. Mevarech aleinayim. We're excited that we open our eyes. Every morning we open our eyes and they work. It's taka miracle. Sometimes, chas v'shalom, rachmana litzlan, a person opens their eyes, things are blurry. They have cataract, God forbid a detached retina, macular degeneration. You know, just like that, punkt, one day your eyes could start failing you. You don't begin to appreciate pogeach ivrim until, God forbid, a person's eyes fail them. Allah mabushim, you go to the closet, you have clothing to wear, you have options. Zokev kefufim, your back hurts, you can't stand straight. You make an asher yatzar, right? Unfortunately, God forbid, it's the person who lives with a catheter, a person who has medical challenges, doesn't begin to appreciate what it means to be able to eliminate, peacefully and smoothly and without any incident until they run into trouble. Al ha'adama mutzaka tachtav. You step out of bed and there's no sinkhole. You step out of bed and there's no earthquake and no tornado and there's you have a roof over your head. The alzesh asa kodesh baruch hu kotracha b'shleimas gemura ad min alav shaar aglav. You have shoes to wear. Your shoes don't have holes. They're not falling apart. You can engage the world. The bracha of that we wear shoes is a very powerful bracha. Rav Hirsch explains, you know, in the holiest sites, when Moshe comes to the sneh, the bush that's on fire but it's not being consumed, the halacha is that when you go on Har HaBayis, you can't wear leather shoes. The holiest places require no shoes. Yet we make a bracha every morning, we put on shoes. Why is that? So Rav Hirsch explains. What do shoes represent? They represent independence, the capacity to function. Barefoot person can't interact with the world. literally. You step on glass and pebbles and you can't walk, you can't do, you can't participate, you can't function. Shoes give us capacity to function. So when you're in front of the Almighty, when you're in a Makom Kadosh and you're supposed to have a sentiment that you're in the place of the Shekhinah, you shouldn't feel independent. You should feel utter dependence. How do you express that? You take off your shoes. But the bracha we make every morning is Baruch Hashem. I can drive. I can go to work. I can purchase my provisions. I have a sense of independence. Mevarech al haTorah she'etzem chayev. What's the next set of brachas? Birchas haTorah. What are Birchas haTorah? This is my life source. Yes, I eat food, it nourishes me, but my real life source is I have Torah. We live in a world which is lost. A world which is desperate for meaning and purpose. A world which is groping in the darkness. A world which is searching. And we've been given this incredible gift of Torah. And Torah doesn't make the world easy for us necessarily. Spoke about it at the Parsha class last week, the conversation between Yaakov and Paro. Maybe Yaakov was saying is, don't think that having Torah means life is easy, my life's been hard. But it gives you the tools, it gives you the skill set. Orazu Torah, says the Gemara Megillah. Torah illuminates, it turns the light on. You can see what you have to deal with, and it empowers you, enables you to do it. Al gufo shenotzar b'shlemos, then asher yatzar b'chochma, al neshama Torah, elokai neshama. You say, God, you gave me a soul, it's pure. You gave me an intellect. You gave me the capacity to be discerning. You begin your day with a sense of unbelievable gratitude and identifying these amazing things. What better way to start the day? What better way to start the day? Achakach. Somebody once gave, I think I mentioned this before, somebody once gave me a CD of, what's his name? Tony Robbins, the great motivational speaker. I guess they thought I wasn't motivated. So they gave me a CD of Tony Robbins, the great motivational speaker. All right, so I popped it in my car once when I was driving somewhere. I was curious what he had to say. So he went on and on, saying that the key determinant to determine the success of your day, right? He's a motivational speaker. You want to kill it in business. You want to have harmony in your relationships. You want to be healthy. Here's the number one thing you need, right? He's a motivational speaker. Oh, he's going, what's that? I'm listening. I'm driving. What's the thing? He says, you need to wake up with an attitude of gratitude. You need to wake up and the first things you say be, I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I'm healthy. I'm grateful I have a job to go to. I said, well, this is new, what Tony Robbins is saying. Modani, Birchos HaShachar. We've been doing this for thousands of years. We know this. Okay, he's doing a good job getting you pumped up to do it. But we know this. So what do? Myself included, I'm speaking to myself. We come a few minutes late. We're catching up. So we mumble Birchos HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar, by the way, was designed not to be said in shul. Birchas HaShachar was designed to be said at home. If you look at the Gemara, when it quotes Chazal, who authored these Birchas HaShachar, they were in fact originally said as you experienced each thing. You put your shoes on, you made the bracha for putting shoes on. You opened your eyes, you made the bracha. You heard the rooster crow, you made the bracha for Hanosim Masech Vivina. You made each bracha corresponding to each act. But then Chazal understood already, the tour quotes, that the Chazal understood that it wasn't working that way. It wasn't proper to, you weren't able to concentrate. So they collected all the brachas to be said at once. But the real formula was, you woke up, you washed your negavas, you went to the bathroom, you got dressed. Before you went to shul, you had a peace of mind, serenity, time. You stopped and you made these brachas. Wow, I have shoes. Wow, I can take steps. Wow, I stand up straight. Mirtz Hashem. Wow, I'm discerning. Wow, my eyes are working. Wow, I have Torah. Wow, my neshama, I have a soul. I realize that I don't just have a soul, I am a soul. Wow, I just went to the bathroom. That's unbelievable. Thank God, the plumbing's all working still, Hashem. Please let it continue. And then you go to shul and daven. Real davening begins the Psuke de Zimra. Maybe. Right? Some even at Borchu. But minimally, real davening begins the Psuke de Zimra. The Birchas HaShachar was meant to be said the way, right, if you wake up early on a Shabbos morning and you're going to have a cup of coffee and read the newspaper or Bimar Besedra, let's hope, before you come to shul, you woke up an hour before shul, so what, do you wait to say Birchas HaShachar until you get to shul? No, you say it when you wake up. Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaShachar, it's meant to be said at home and with karbanos. It's part of the way a Jew wakes up. Your davening is whenever in the morning. But the way you wake up is with Birchas HaShachar. So we have to stop here. But if Pinkus is going to go on, he's developing Shachras. Birchas HaShachar, Karbanos, Psukei Dezimra. There's a theme, there's a development to Shachras. And thank God for Chazal, who gave us this theme. It should elevate each and every way each and every day, the way we begin our day. Should be Refuah Shleima, Ochol Yisrael, in particular, Rav Gavriel Pinchas ben Dvorah Izlakim.